You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This morning, commentator Dr. Cheryl White shares the tale of the man in the iron mask.
For over 350 years, a mysterious legend out of France has been perpetuated in fictional works, motion pictures, and now even video games. It is a tale that attracted the attention of distinguished writers such as Voltaire and Alexandre Dumas, the legend of the man in the iron mask. This is a perfect example of history intersecting legend, to the point that the resulting mystery became far more interesting than any possible explanation. First reaching moviegoers with a 1939 film based on the novel by Dumas, and then popularized for contemporary audiences in a 1998 film starring Leonardo DiCaprio, the riddle of the mysterious masked prisoner in the Bastille, whose identity was unknown, has shown no signs of solution or answer. That is, perhaps, until now. Exploring the legend requires us to reach back to the mid-17th century, to the imprisonment of a man held in the Bastille, as well as other jails in France, whose identity was not only kept secret from the other prisoners, but to the extent that his face had to be covered. He was monitored under the care of the same jailer, a man named Saint Mars, for over three decades until he died in 1703, according to most sources. Holding a man under such circumstances naturally spread rumors quickly about his identity, the most fantastic speculation being that he was the twin brother of King Louis XIV of France, or perhaps the product of an illicit union between Louis XIV's mother, Anne of Austria, and Cardinal Mazarin, the king's regent. In 1771, Enlightenment philosophe Voltaire claimed that the man wore a mask of iron, and that part of the legend was born. In the mid-19th century, Alexandre Dumas continued the story by making the prisoner Louis XIV's identical twin. Interestingly, there is a common occurrence of twins within the royal lineage of the Capetian family, which produced the first true dynasty of France, into the succeeding House of Valois, and into the Bourbon ruling line. Knowledge of this is doubtlessly behind the fueling of this part of the legend. The popularization of the writings of these two men did much to spin the obscure history into popular legend. Yet there was such a man, this is documented in the historical narrative in primary sources, including correspondence from one of Louis XIV's ministers, the Marquis de Louvois, to the jailer, Saint Mars. The letter gave instructions that a special prisoner would be arriving, and was to be confined in such a way that no one would see or hear him, and that the jailer was to see him only once each day. The introduction sought to minimize the identity of the prisoner by stating that the man was, quote, only a valet, end quote. The incongruity between the conditions under which the man was to be confined, with the wearing of a mask, yet having such a humble identity, no doubt first invited intrigue and speculation about who this man really was. Also, there is considerable correspondence between the jailer, Saint Mars, and prison supervisory officials in Paris. It was only recently, however, in 2015, that the discovery of these papers, which includes a purported 1,000 documents, represented an exciting and significant historical find, producing what might be the solution to the centuries-old mystery. So could it be that a 350-year-old mysterious legend has finally been unmasked? No pun intended. Since the discovery of these papers, historians have built a consensus that the identity of the man, Eustache Duger, may well have been a valet indeed, but one who worked in the employ of Cardinal Mazarin. His crime was perhaps knowing too much of the cardinal's business. The questions will persist about this legend, at least for now.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.